According to the sayings of the Buddha, in Dhammapada, verse number 354, Sabbadanang Dhammadanang Jinati, Sabbang Rasang Dhammaraso Jinati, Sabbang Ratting Dhammarati Jinati, Tanhakkayo Sabbadukkang Jinati. The gift of Dhamma excels all other gifts. The taste of Dharma excels all other tastes. Delight in the Dharma excels all other delights. The eradication of craving overcomes all sorrow. The word Dharma in Pali or Dharma in Sanskrit refers to any teachings that promote peace and happiness in our lives, enabling us to live in harmony with nature and with all those around us. Following such teachings protects us from harm and dangers and ultimately frees us from old age, sickness, death, and all other forms of suffering. As such, Dhamma is the best thing we can have in our lives. The teachings of the Buddha, known as Buddha Dhamma, reflect what the Buddha realized through his own experience, how to be completely liberated from all the sufferings of life. In other words, how to find true and lasting happiness, what we commonly call enlightenment or Nibbana. The Buddha Dhamma can be classified under two categories. The first is called Lokiya Dhamma, the teachings at the worldly, the mundane level. And the other is called Lokuttara Dhamma, or the supramundane teachings. Lokiya Dhamma, or the teachings at the worldly level, is based on the law of karma, or cause and effect. These teachings show us how to lead a righteous way of life through good moral conduct by avoiding unwholesome or unskillful actions which bring suffering to ourselves and others, and by performing wholesome and skillful actions which promote happiness and well-being for both ourselves and others. This can be summarized as avoiding evil and doing good. The Dhamma, or teachings which go beyond the mundane worldly level, Lokuttara Dharma, involve the cultivation and purification of the mind, leading to the understanding and realization of the Four Noble Truths and the Noble Eightfold Path. It is these teachings that show the path to true happiness and freedom, freedom from the samsaric cycle of birth and death. The mundane or worldly Dhamma prepares us to live a successful life through righteous means by avoiding unskillful actions which disturb our peace of mind and give rise to remorse, guilt, and restlessness, and cultivating skillful actions which promote peace and happiness in our minds. We also lay the foundation for the training and purification of our minds. When we construct a tall building like a stupa, we need to ensure that it has a strong foundation to support the height of the structure. Likewise, we need to build a firm foundation in good moral conduct to support us to develop the highest potential of our minds. Thus, we need to cultivate the worldly Dhamma in order to have the calmness and clarity of mind so that we can eventually realize the supramundane Dhamma. It is this supramundane Dhamma, or the wisdom and insight into the true nature of life, that will enable us to cope with the ups and downs of life, with old age, sickness and death, and ultimately to go beyond samsara, the cycle of birth and death. Cultivating the worldly Dhamma. Good moral conduct, involving both avoiding evil and doing good, is explained in terms of right speech, right body action, and right livelihood. Right speech consists of avoiding lying, slandering, harsh speech, and frivolous talk. We should also cultivate positive speech, speaking the truth, speaking in a manner that will unite rather than divide others, speaking gently and courteously, and speaking words that are useful and beneficial. Right body action consists of avoiding killing or harming living beings, avoiding stealing, and avoiding sexual misconduct. On the positive side, we should protect life, respect the rights of ownership, and respect established relationships. Right livelihood consists of avoiding livelihoods that involve killing or harming others through the production and sales of weapons, the production and sales of poisons, or the production and sale of intoxicants, bringing up of animals for slaughter, and slave trade. In other words, we should try to ensure that our livelihood is obtained through means that cause no harm to ourselves or others. Skillful or good actions are also those actions which we perform in fulfilling our duties and responsibilities towards one another. The discourse on the Sigalowada Sutta explains the duties and responsibilities we need to perform in the different relationships in our lives. That is, the duties between children and parents, pupil and teachers, husband and wife, friend and friend, employer and employee, and religious teacher and disciple. This discourse gives practical advice about how we should behave in order to maintain harmony and support each other in our relationships. In addition, skillful actions include the cultivation of values such as generosity, reverence, humility, contentment, gratitude, patience, and so on. The Buddha took many occasions to describe how he had practiced these virtues in his previous lives through the relation of Jataka stories, as well as giving examples of how others had cultivated these virtues found in the Dhammapada and elsewhere in the scriptures. The key aspect to note is that by avoiding unskillful actions which cause harm to ourselves and others, and developing skillful actions which benefit ourselves and others, we will be protected from the negative consequences of bad actions, and we will generate a store of positive karma or merits. According to the law of cause and effect, good begets good, evil begets evil. This means, if we harm others through our actions of body, speech, or mind, those negative effects will eventually come back to us. On the other hand, if we do good, we will in turn reap the benefits of positive results. For example, if we avoid lying, our words will be trusted and we will have a good reputation. If we treat our family members and friends well, they will support us in return. Furthermore, when we do not observe right speech, right body action, and right livelihood, our minds will be plagued by remorse and guilt over the sufferings we have caused to others and also to ourselves. Sometimes we are not aware of this underlying remorse, but when we try to settle down our minds, there is the tendency for our minds to be very restless and disturbed. Therefore, the cultivation of the worldly Dharma will pave the way for us to lead happy and peaceful lives as the result of doing good and restraining from evil. Of course, if we have already committed some negative actions in our past, we may not see the positive results of our good actions immediately. But the more we cultivate the worldly Dharma, the more we create the right conditions for our lives to become harmonious, prosperous, and peaceful. However, on another level, we also need to understand that this happiness that we derive from a comfortable lifestyle, stable and loving relationships, and all the worldly pleasures we experience through our five senses is fleeting in nature. No matter how much we love our family, sooner or later we will have to be separated. No matter how much we take care of our wealth and possessions, one day we will have to leave it behind. In this manner, all the things that gives us pleasure one moment may be the source of pain and suffering the next. Even all the worldly merits and positive karma cannot protect us from the inherent unsatisfactoriness of life, the sufferings of old age, sickness and death, of separation from loved ones or pleasant conditions, association with those with whom we do not like or unpleasant conditions, or the inability to fulfill certain desires. That is why, while we are living in relative peaceful and happy circumstances, we need to make good use of our lives to develop something higher.